This International Bible Lesson, Uniform Lesson Series, audio version is from the New Revised Standard Version. The scripture lesson text is Joshua 11:6-9, 16-23. You may like to read along as you listen to Cole Braddock read, or you may want to read one version while listening to another version to compare the two versions. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will hand over all of them, slain, to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came suddenly upon them with all his fighting force by the waters of Merom and fell upon them. And the Lord handed them over to Israel, who attacked them and chased them as far as Great Sidon and Misrephoth-Maim, and eastward as far as the valley of Mizpeh. They struck them down until they had left no one remaining. And Joshua did to them as the Lord commanded him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country and all the Negeb, and all the land of Goshen, and the lowland and the Arabah, and the hill country of Israel and its lowland, from Mount Halak, which rises toward Seir, as far as Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He took all their kings, struck them down, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a town that made peace with the Israelites, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All were taken in battle. For it was the Lord's doing to harden their hearts so that they would come against Israel in battle, in order that they might be utterly destroyed and might receive no mercy, but be exterminated, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time, Joshua came and wiped out the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their towns. None of the Anakim was left in the land of the Israelites. Some remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal allotments. And the land had rest from war. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word.